Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, I've got to preface all of this by saying, we don't know.
It's all...
Nobody knows. No, well
we know...
But we don't know.
Yes.
So we know that Sherrone Moore has been fired. He was then arrested. That is true.
Yes. We also know
detained. That... Detained. They say detained. Detained.
We also know, it seems at this point, fairly confirmed. We know who the affair was with. It was a staffer. He promoted her after getting her pregnant, and... At this point, it seems pretty...
And that, by the way, is proven. They actually have the receipts of the salaries of the of the office people.
Yeah.
There was like 58,000, 58,000, 90,000, 55% increase. I wonder who that is.
Promoted her, doubled the salary, and...
There was also, by the way, have you seen the picture? This is totally mundane and stupid, but now it's like, wait a second. There was somebody who tweeted, texted a picture of Sherrone Moore walking by his, I don't know if it was his house or his office, on campus.
On campus.
And he was with her. There was no one else around. No. It was just him and her on a walk.
Yeah.
And he said he texted it to a buddy when he saw it, thinking nothing of it, because like, oh, Sherrone Moore just walked by my house. But now it takes on a whole new meaning because he was with her.
So it seems to be now the main story here is... What would we say? The accepted story, and again, take it for what it's worth. There's a lot of people that are close to the program that are now spilling the beans. The working theory is the promotion of the double the salary was for having the abortion. She wanted to have, she was not comfortable with it, and more kind of a deal was made. And once Michigan found all that out, they've been investigating this for a while.
Here's
and then
the best
someone
part.
Leaked it or it got confirmed, and now he's out and is in the middle of a major crisis.
I want to give you the best part. Okay, and now,
again, it's all bad.
You guys are going to have to just understand that this is complete rumor.
Yeah.
Okay. But this guy has been right so far.
Yeah.
And he's on social media as D-Doe Lover.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Right?
Yeah.
Instantly incredible.
Sure.
Instantly.
Yes.
He has like 100 followers, apparently.
But he's been right about everything.
But he knows somebody because he had the arrest before anyone else.
Yep.
Now he is saying, or whoever is on that account, he is saying that, and I think there was one tweet that he referenced his mom has all this information.
Yes.
Somehow his mom knows.
Yes, his mom is connected to someone.
To
he's
something.
Getting this from his mom.
Yeah, so he has now said that it sounds like Moore broke into the mistress's house, held a knife to her throat, and threatened to kill her and then himself. That's from D-Doe Lover.
And then was on the run, and that would make, I mean...
It kind of adds.
It kind of adds
It kind of tracks.
So they were looking for, two different police departments were looking for him. Now he's been arrested, handed over a different one, and they're working on deciding what charges that he wants to what charges they're going to file against him. he is in the worst possible spot. Like, you couldn't.
Yikes.
You think he had any. Because we. Do you have Yikes. Any idea when he woke up?
Apparently not.
Right?
The way he's reacted.
Well, I talked.
Seemingly.
I talked to someone who was in the FBI the day of the Chauncey thing. I just happened to run into someone that, through some connections, worked at the FBI and was there. And I was like, oh my God.
You're a loser.
And I said, did he have any idea? He goes, oh no. He goes, we'd been following him for about a week. And I was like, no clue. And he goes, well, when we knocked on the door, I think he knew why we were there. But did he have any idea that we were following? So I'm like, you were at the game? He's like, oh yeah. He's
it's like, actually pretty neat.
Say like, we had agents on him for like the last, you know, I think it was like 72 or whatever, 4 or 5 days. And I just was like, wow. So that dude woke up that morning with no idea. And same thing with Moore. Obviously, he knew that they were sniffing around because these rumors have been going on for months and months. But I don't think he woke up this morning and was like, well, my life's over. And yet, apparently, his life is indeed over.
Okay, but hold on. If you got fired for stooping your office manager...
It's not good.
You can recover from that. Bobby Petrino has recovered from that.
Yeah, yeah.
What you can't recover from is going over to her house and threatening to kill her with a knife if that is indeed what happened. Yeah. But we know he's been arrested.
Yes.
He wasn't arrested until...
He wouldn't have been arrested for threatening life.
Well, not only that, but he's not going to be arrested for cheating on his wife and knocking up the officer.
No.
You know, so...
Because originally it was thought maybe when it said domestic situation, we assumed that was with the wife, right? Maybe the wife finds out... They get into a tussle,
assume.
And now we've kind of pivoted. It does kind of line up. Well, and by the way, the details will all come out on this once, you know, charges are filed and whatever. We'll have a more detailed explanation. But, yeah, this is one of the more... If this is all true... This will be one of the most surreal stories in college football, especially in light of the Jim Harbaugh scandal and Connor Stallions, and is tied to that. He's already been suspended twice, and now this is a dumb TMZ story. This is not reality, and yet here we are. There'll be a 30 for 30 on this.
I want to see the Hulu show on this. Holy yes!
Well, I'm intrigued.
Yeah, it's freaking crazy. Sourced by Tito Lover, by the way. He's got the ends.
Well.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's just leave open the possibility none of that is true. So
yes, well,
but he has been arrested.
He has been arrested,
or detained.
And we know he's been fired, and we you know all that right. stuff. And do you feel at all bad for the lady who has now been outed in all this too, the secretary?
Yes. Also, though, when you sleep with a head coach of a football program, you're playing with fire. I'm not trying to shame anybody.
He's a married man.
Like, walking into the situation.
I think she's married, too, by the way.
She's married?
No. In the photos.
Oh, I thought she was like a student.
In the photos that you see of her, which are now circulating,
she
has a ring on her finger. But that.
Oh, damn.
I don't know.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, she does.
Shockingly enough, she's turned all of her accounts to private.
Yeah, she, you know, I will say, to answer your question,
she took first, that double salary.
At first I was like, no, I don't feel bad for her. You cheated, you know, like you you did this.
Yeah.
Or you helped, you contributed to this. Yeah. You didn't, I mean, Sharon Moore is really the one culpable, but but at the same time, I do feel bad because when things like this happen, social media becomes like it just becomes so much worse.
Yes.
For that person on social media, and she's going to get that.
Well, I mean, I hate to say that.
He won't and doesn't care. No. Well, he will, but he doesn't care. She will. Like, this is her life that is quite possibly going to be ruined here. Now, again, that's her choice.
Yeah.
She did it, but it's going to be, I guess what I'm trying to say is oftentimes the fallout from things like this they aren't equal to the wrongdoing.
No.
You know, because of social media.
And this is what I was saying with her. When, like, the Bobby Petrino thing happened, like, that guy's got millions upon millions of dollars. He'll be fine. Dude, she was making $50,000 a year. She doesn't have...
55.
Ooh. And then double. So, like, she's just...
No, not quite double.
And
she got bumped to 90.
90.
Get your facts right.
She is... This will be stapled to her forever.
Correct.
You know, and...
And like I said, that's... You know, she had a hand in that.
Yeah. But is it
will be over the top.
Yes.
It will be too much.
It will not. Having an affair with the married guy, that does happen, that is not commiserate with her being front page of TMZ and and just her whole life being about this, wherever she goes.
And for that part, I do feel bad.
Yeah. But, you know, it's just.
But, you know, people.
Guys, if you are in a position of authority, stop sleeping with the people underneath you. Just stop.
People just got to stop being so horny.
Well, you know what? Skush is undefeated, man. Nothing takes down men faster.
Well I'm talking about her, too.
That's true.
Well, they're all around each other. And this is not a defense by any means of anybody, but they're all around each other
the time.
It's a college football program. Yeah, Sharon Moore, how many hours does he spend at the facility? How many hours is he spending with these same people?
But listen, don't get married then.
No kidding.
And same with her. Don't get married. You're horny. Go home and hump your husband.
Stop sleeping with the subordinates. Well, it's like the Me Too thing. Like, Louis C.K. got taken down because he was so horny, he decided to walk out of a room and just start working it and be like, anybody?
Yeah.
Anybody? Like, it really is kind of amazing when you read. Like, at a certain point, do you become so powerful that you just want to see, like, what you can get away with? Like, you're like, I don't know. See what happens here. Oh, yeah, the 28-year-old whatever, like, secretary. Yeah, I bet I could make that happen. Yeah, see where this goes. $27 million.
People just... It's just incredible to me how often people sabotage their own lives.
Now, someone points out here, the Isaac Rop 33.3% less tea would have served Sharon Moore so well. And I don't want to make fun of this because there's so much bad, but I'm not going to lie, I about died. My favorite meme in the world is the Tom Brady courtroom where he sees the friend in the courtroom and he's like, oh, hey. And it was just the simple, whoever did it is the Mel Tucker upon seeing Sharon Moore. And it just, it made me chuckle.
What was he in court for?
He was that crypto scandal thing.
Oh. Okay.
They were being sued for all that. And another all those famous athletes. So I forget who it was, but another famous athlete came into the room. And Brady turned and saw him and was like, oh, hey. It's like a horrible situation. You're being sued, but you're so happy to see your buddy. I just, you know, maybe again, the support group. Gary Anderson, Mel Tucker, Bobby Petrino, now Sharon Moore. They can all get together and just, you know, maybe start, like, you know, meet at the local Y, like, once a month and talk about their horniness and, you know, each one's experiences.
I'm a big fan of the Alonzo Mourning meme.
That's pretty good,
I think it's fantastic.
Yeah, the resounding, like, he's not certain, then he just kind of nods.
He's so depressed, and then he thinks about something, he's like, well?
Yeah.
That is so applicable to so many different things.
Yeah.
Some
of them are just, we all have our favorites.
Yeah.
There's one that I really like. You know Sam Waterston?
No.
Look up Sam. You'll see him. Did you ever watch Law & Order? He was the prosecutor.
Him. He's the guy with the thick eyebrows.
Yeah.
Great actor.
There is a phenomenal, I use it maybe more than anything else. And it's just him, and he's in a tuxedo, and he's all liquored up, and he just has like a glass of bourbon, and he just raises it.
I see that here.
I think I use that one more than just about.
There's
any.
Another one that's good of Ray Liotta.
Yeah.
With the Cheers.
Yeah.
Thing. Yeah.
There's a couple of those that you just. We all have our handfuls that we go to. Really, like I like. There's a the hat nod. There's a Sam Elliott has a good hat nod that I always like as well.
How about the Leo DiCaprio pointing at the TV meme?
Love it.
Yes, that right there.
See
that
can be applied to the Sharon Moore Mel Tucker thing.
All right. Yeah.
Well, I hope no one dies. So, like this, you know.
Yeah. Cooler heads.
Yeah.
May
look,
prevail.
You're in some trouble, but there's no need to ruin your life any more than it already is. Like you're going through some stuff and I think he made it a lot worse if any of that stuff is true.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.